A supercell may produce more than one mesocyclone in its lifetime. In the Flash movie here, you will see that the first mesocyclone is mostly occupied by updraft, denoted by the orange field area, and then downdraft on its backside, denoted by the blue area. The first mesocyclone typically takes the longest time to mature, as the supercell remains outflow deficient, so it doesn't have a boost underneath to tilt any horizontal vorticity in the environment. Successive mesocyclones, though, do have that. They mature much more rapidly as they have that advantage of stronger lifting and vortex tilting from the gust front. And the gust front here is denoted by the light brown border. The lifespans of successive mesocyclones may or may not be longer than the first one. The first mesocyclone extends to low levels as the RFD reaches the ground. When the RFD matures, the outflow wraps, and it's cyclonically around the center of circulation, and it eventually closes it off from the inflow. If the RFD is thermodynamically unstable, the primary mesocyclone could continue for an extended time. However, the leading edge of the gust front associated with the RFD can quickly produce excessive updrafts in mesocyclones, owing to increased convergence and vertical low-level vorticity. In turn, the successive mesocyclones may become wrapped by local RFD enhancement, and the process continues for possibly several hours. A family of tornadoes is produced in this fashion from one supercell.